This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My baby sings.
That was the wonderful voice there of Hetty Kate with the song called The Bluest Kind of Blue. It's off the latest Orwell Street String Band CD, which is called 1160. We've had Hetty Kate in the studio before telling us about that CD, and she's back in the studio. Welcome.
Hi. Hello. Hello. I've just rushed in off the street.
Well, like it was perfect
crazy timing.
Woman. Well, we kind of tried to get the song just about the right time that you were
that
coming in.
That was almost supernatural. That was like, who was that crazy guy that spoke with dead people on the TV? What was his name? You know, that guy at a TV show.
I know there was a lady years ago who used to do it who got told off by
Dubois. Alison Dubois.
I don't know if that was her name, but there was one. No, Doris Stokes, I'm thinking of. Who was told off by the lanky yank. What was his name?
Don Lane.
That's the
Actually,
one.
No, Don Lane didn't.
Told off on live TV.
Yeah, no, Don Lane didn't tell her off. It was the guy who was a skeptic.
Oh, right. Told her off.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
See, I've been here for like 30 seconds and we're already talking about just the occult and the supernatural.
Or something to go home and YouTube.
Yeah.
That's
and when we talked a lot about YouTube last time I was here, so it's all going well.
Oh, very good. Did we talk a lot about YouTube last time?
Oh,
I was on my cat mission.
I just get, like every other single person on the planet, I just get lost in YouTube looking at cats for hours, videos of cats hurting themselves.
The funny
and
stuff.
And now
about
we're
cats.
Talking about it again. Okay, I promised myself in the car I wouldn't mention that, and I just have. Let's move on.
Let's talk about music.
Let's.
You've got a great show coming up with the Orwell Street String Band.
I have.
This weekend.
Special, yes.
Yes, and that's what we'd like you to tell us about.
Well, there is a beautiful winery that's very supportive of the arts in the Yarra Valley. It's in Coldstream, called Stones of the Yarra Valley, and they have a really stunning chapel on site, and they let bands use the chapel. We'll be performing there. We'll be doing it like a brunch session. So it's 11 a.m. until about 12:30. And then if people want to stay and have lunch at that winery, they're very welcome to. If they want to go to another winery and make a day of it, they're very welcome to. But it's really special acoustics. Like it's a proper chapel. I will not be dressing as a nun, so don't get excited about that, anybody. But Sam LeMann will be.
Dressing as a nun.
Yes. I'm dobbing him in for that right now because he's not
here. Well, he's not here to protect himself.
No, that's what you get. You've got to be here or you're in trouble. Yeah, so it's that's what we're doing, 11 a.m. I can't even talk. You know what we're doing. Music. In a chapel.
In a chapel. It's Sunday morning music and...
But it won't be religious.
Okay, that's what I was about to ask you. It's Sunday morning in a chapel. Are you going to be performing off the...
Shouldn't we? We should be doing...
1160 CD. Are you going to be performing something a little bit different?
We've actually been working on a whole new repertoire. Because we're going on tour. So we are, which is our other big news, so the four of us are going on a six-week regional tour of Victoria.
That's pretty amazing to go to regional towns and perform.
Oh, amazing. And I'm English and I haven't seen much of the country at all, much to my embarrassment. I've been here 25 years. I've hardly seen anything. So I get to see all these fabulous places and drive through Victoria, regional Victoria, beautiful. We're going to Bright. We're going to Seymour. We're going to Wangaratta. There's a big list on the
So Yarra Valley's a great place to start with that. And I guess great place to test some of your repertoire that you're going to
We're doing a lot of songs that people haven't really heard for a while that I've really been digging. We love to do unusual tunes with this band.
When you say you've been digging, is it jazz digging. Standards or your... What are you looking at? What are people asking you to perform?
I think Oh, gosh, you know, I get a lot of Rosemary Clooney and Doris Day requests all the time. But I think what I like and what Sam likes as well are unusual songs from the 30s and 40s and 50s, but ones that haven't really officially made it into the, you know, great American songbook. Like, for example, Fly Me to the Moon is in there. Things like our song 1160 PM, Funny, 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 What a Dime Can Do, which is on our record, which I don't think many people have heard.
Do you know when that was written?
It was written in the 40s, and it was written by a woman called Mary Osborne, who is a fantastic guitarist, a fantastic singer. And she wrote all these really great tunes, and Sam's got a lot of her collection, which people don't really give much of an airing.
So did she perform herself, or was it performed by somebody else?
She did perform it herself. She had a great voice. Mary Osborne, everybody, get on it. Google it. YouTube it. But listen to our version first.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Oh, I love that song because it's, you know, it's quite easy. It's just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know. It doesn't have a lot of lyrics to do.
It's like a written down improvised song.
Yeah, and it's quite a strange song when you listen to it. You think, oh, it's really quite odd. But Mary Osborne, who wrote it, was very clever like that. And as I said, a great musician. So we do another song of hers called You're Gonna Get My Letter in the Morning, which is the equivalent of sending a text message to the person, like writing a text message about a person and then sending it to them instead of the person that you were gossiping with. Do you know, but it's before text message. So she was witty.
Will we get to hear that sometime? Are you going to be recording
that
at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of our new repertoire, our fresh stuff.
Have you got a time plan for a CD?
Well, I think probably the most sensible thing for us to do is to do something when we come back from the 6 weeks, because we'll be ready rock and roll then, and we'll be really, really strong with everything because we'll have been playing together all the time, if we haven't killed each other by the end of it. It's very unlikely.
A lot of time in the car.
Yeah, and I'm not good in the car. Tell you what, you don't want to be stuck in a confined space with me for any length of time.
Maybe you need two cars.
It's not good, yeah. Or like a little thing that for camping, you know, have like a caravan. Mm-hmm. I'll be in that. That's relaxing. So we'll probably record towards the end of the year.
When are you going to start your touring for that?
It is the second weekend of August. Mm-hmm. And that's all I can tell you. I think we're in Wangaratta first, but I could be completely lying right now.
We do have a lot of people who listen to us regionally because we go to air as well as live. We go to air online. So we have a lot of people who aren't in the Melbourne area who listen to us and who like this sort of music.
Brilliant.
So
we'll
for all of our regional listeners out there, make sure you go and listen to Hedy Kate and the Sam Lehman with the Erwell Street String Band.
Yeah, well, if you go to erwellstreet.com or if you go to my Facebook, which is facebook.com, Hedy Kate Music, then all the information will be on there. So, you know, I expect to see lots of people there. Please come along.
It's a very, very good thing. Seeing New Sinners was another of your favourites.
Well, it's my most religious, seeing as we're talking about chapels.
Exactly. Maybe we should. And it is Sunday.
And it's Sunday today. That's a Rosemary Clooney song. And actually a dear, dear, dear friend of mine, who is another one that she's not a musician, but is a writer, and he shares the love of cheeky lyrics and clever songs. And he's just got this huge, you know, you can say, find me songs about food, and he'll just give you 10 CDs of these songs you've never even heard that are all jazz songs about food. Like, I don't know how he does it. He's just extraordinary. And he sent me Sing You Sinners. I hadn't heard it before, and I just thought, oh, wow, this is great.
The great thing, like, as in watching you perform, is that you obviously get a great deal of pleasure out of what it is that you're doing, and you like the music, and you talk about the music, and you're excited about the music, and I think that comes across to the listener
I hope so. Well, that's lovely. I hope so. It is honestly the greatest joy. Music is the greatest joy, and being able to perform music is the greatest joy that I could ever hope for from being alive, if that makes any sense. That doesn't sound a bit woo-woo to everybody listening.
Not at all. And we haven't asked you very much about you as such. We've talked to you about the Erwell Street String Band, and we've talked to you about what you like to perform and about your new repertoire. Mm-hmm. But you just mentioned there that, you know, singing is the greatest joy that you can give. You know, where has your singing come from?
I was quite a musical. I mean, lots of children are musical. I was quite musical from a young age, and I played piano from when I was 4, maybe, and I did a little dash with violin, which was horrific. Most beautiful instrument, but I tell you what, you have to really wade through some dreadful sounds to get good on the violin. Oh, it's give a child a violin and just run. Seriously, it's awful.
So I was, especially in a confined space.
Oh, my, yes. It's probably what started my problem with confines to the violin. We'll trace it back to then. It's like therapy. I feel like I'm in therapy here. I played piano. I played classical piano all the way through teenage years, and then stopped playing piano and started some singing lessons for fun. And then realised that, you know, at 18, I was like, oh, I don't, you know, I've just finished school. You've just got out of this sort of institution. I just wanted to drink beer and kiss boys and run around and, you know, like, I don't want to have lessons at all of any kind. I'm free. So I chucked it and then went back to it in my mid-20s and really fell. It was time. It was ready. I was ready and just absolutely committed. And I did a lot of classical singing. Then I moved on, tried a bit of R&B. Ooh, no.
Why was that?
I don't think I'm really built to do it justice. Love it. Love listening to it. Know some phenomenal soul and R&B singers around town who are really good. Maybe I haven't listened to it. I don't think I've quite got the instrument. And just sort of fell in with jazz. And I grew up listening to jazz. You know, I grew up with Doris Day. I grew up with her. So it's very natural to me.
It's what your parents listen to?
Yes.
Quite a lot?
Yes. My mother got me to listen to Doris Day all the time. And I used to watch a lot of... Let me talk about my childhood, everybody.
So Cats, childhood, confined spaces.
I'm going to start really, crying in a minute. It's going to get really emotional. No, I used to watch a whole bunch of black and white movies. So Frank Sinatra and Grace Kelly and all of them, to me as a child, were kind of contemporary figures, you know, even though they were many more years before I'd been born. And I spent, you know, so long madly in love with Gene Kelly. I just thought he was the bee's knees, you know, not really realizing that was a long time before. So all of the songs feel contemporary to me.
That keeps them fresh, though.
Yeah, and I think, you know, all jazz singers say it because we're all a sucker for lyric, you know, and poetry and the message of the song. And it's just so much fun to play with words and melody. It's just the best.
Do you still play the piano?
No, but I play a bit of ukulele.
As Sam does.
Oh, goodness, he is much better than me. I'm just going to put it out there. He is the best ukulele player in the country.
That instrument, the ukulele, has actually had a bit of a resurgence, I think, over the last 2 years, 1 or 2 years. There seems to be lots of ukulele groups springing up, and there are lots of ukulele festivals and even concerts. I was even in New Zealand earlier this year, and in Wellington, there was a whole ukulele festival that was going on for a week. My mother had requested ukulele lessons for her birthday this year, so it was It was an interesting thing. I've just noticed there seems to be this resurgence in ukulele playing.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? And, you know, England has chucked the recorder in their national curriculum now, so kids are not subjected to the recorder. They're actually going to be playing the ukulele at schools, which is amazing. But here in Melbourne, we've got MUCK, the Melbourne Ukulele Collective, and they're just fantastic. And we have the Melbourne Ukulele Festival, which is fantastic. And everyone, it's a cute little instrument. You can chuck it in your bag. It's great. Easy to play. Everyone needs a ukulele in their house. Not so much a banjo, but definitely a ukulele, I think.
They are easy to carry around, easy to transport, much more so than a piano.
That's true, and unless I get a keytar, which is probably a whole other conversation. Now, how's your mother going on the ukulele? Is she good?
I don't know whether she had the lessons that I bought her. I must ask her the question. I was requested to buy
a
ukulele.
Well, you've got a requested concert,
yes, I think so. My mother has performed on this show.
Has she?
Yes, because for a previous birthday, she actually wanted some singing lessons. So she performed a jazz song. She performed a standard called Cry Me a River, and she gave me a CD. And she said, can you please play my CD on your radio show?
Well,
I said, absolutely.
She sounds like the coolest mum out there.
There you go. She's probably not listening tonight. But I'll tell her you said that.
I think so.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9. I'm Paul Gardner, and with me in the studio is Hetty Kate. And Hetty Kate performs a lot and plays a ukulele, and she sings beautifully. She has issues with things that start
That's
with
true.
C. Cats, confined spaces, cars, and there was another one.
Well, capers. I like capers. I like chocolate.
I don't know.
I like...
But
what
it's
else
all,
are we saying?
I don't know.
Something.
But maybe it's
violin,
the letter.
But that's V.
Yeah. not a good thing, as you said.
Senility. If I had a birthday recently, it's all downhill.
It happens. It happens. Hetty, it's been great talking to you this evening. Can you tell us a little bit about the repertoire that you are going to sing? You did say that that you've got a whole lot of new stuff coming up.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a little bit more Irving Berlin, so you'll be seeing some songs like Russian Lullaby and Blue Skies and, you know, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
That's an appropriate song for Melbourne in the middle of winter.
I'm having positive thinking.
Okay.
I read all these quotes on Facebook. It's the way to go. You've got to think positive. It's the secret. So I just sing that song and it's winter will go.
Absolutely.
And we're also doing some lovely songs by, which I mentioned before, Mary Osborne. A few surprises. There's a few Disney songs that have crept into the repertoire.
That's okay.
Is it? Okay, good. All right, that's fine. Yeah, a few Disney songs. So everything's very, you know, our repertoire is very sweet, swinging, sassy, sentimental. Think Rosemary Clooney meets Doris Day meets Bing Crosby, you know, gentle stuff.
And you're doing some other performing as well that you want to tell us about?
Yes, you mentioned Henry.
Yes.
So I'm one of the guest vocalists. Henry has got a great big band here in Melbourne called the B-Sharp Big Band, and he has a little thing going on Sundays, or one Sunday a month, I think, at the Copacabana. I've got a bunch of stuff coming up. I'm going to Japan for a couple of gigs late August, but that's probably a bit far for Joy listeners to travel. You can come if you want. But yeah, come and befriend me on the Book of Face. And you'll find out all about it.
We'll do that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I love you.
We love you.
I love you more.
This could go on. Hetty Kate, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.